Hackers can mess with voltages to steal Intel chips' secrets, on December 10th by Andy Greenberg in Wired. A new attack called PlunderVolt gives attackers access to the sensitive data stored in a processor's secure enclave. When thieves want to steal treasures surrounded by sensors and alarms, they sometimes resort to cutting the power, disrupting the flow of electricity to those expensive security systems. It turns out that hackers can pull off a similar trick, breaking the security mechanisms of Intel chips by messing with their power supply and exposing their most sensitive secrets. Two teams of researchers, one at the University of Birmingham in the UK, TU Graz in Vienna, KU Leuven in Belgium, and another at the Technische Universität Darmstadt in Germany and the University of California, have found a new technique that can allow hackers to fiddle with the voltage of Intel chips to cause them to leak information stored using Intel Secure Guard Extensions feature. Those secure enclaves in a device's memory are designed to be impregnable. Intel, which asked the teams to keep their findings under wraps for the last 6 months, confirmed the findings and pushed out an update to its chip's firmware to prevent the attack today. The technique, which one of the two teams called PlunderVolt, involves planting malicious software on a target computer that temporarily reduces the voltage of the electricity flowing into an Intel chip. That drop in voltage, known as undervolting, typically allows legitimate users to save power when they don't need maximum performance. By that same token, you can use the voltage variance feature to overclock a processor for more intensive tasks. But by momentarily undervolting a processor by 25 or 30% and precisely timing that voltage change, an attacker can cause the chip to make errors in the midst of computations that use secret data. And those errors can reveal information as sensitive as a cryptographic key or biometric data stored in the SGX enclave. Writing to memory takes power, says Flavio Garcia, a computer scientist at the University of Birmingham, who, along with his colleagues, will present the PlunderVolt research at IEEE Security and Privacy next year. So for an instant, you reduce the CPU voltage to induce a computational fault. Once the researchers found that they could use voltage changes to induce those faults, a so-called fault injection or bit flip that turns a 1 to a 0 in the SGX enclave or vice versa, they showed that they could also exploit them. If you can flip bits when, for instance, you're doing cryptographic computation, and that's where this gets interesting, you can recover the secret key, Garcia said. In many cases, the researchers explained, changing a single bit of a cryptographic key can make it vastly weaker so that an attacker can both decipher the data it encrypts and derive the key itself. The researchers also showed that they could use those bit flips to make the processor write to an unprotected portion of memory rather than to the secure SGX enclave. The researchers acknowledged that their attack isn't exactly easy to pull off. For it to work, the attacker has to have already somehow installed their malware with high-level or root privileges on the target computer. But Intel has advertised its XGX feature as preventing corruption or theft of sensitive data, even in the face of this sort of highly privileged malware. The researchers say they have demonstrated a serious exception to that guarantee. Intel says this enclave will protect calculations even from someone on the same system who has root, says Kit Murdoch, one of the Birmingham researchers. but we can still flip bits even inside what should be a safe enclave. The Birmingham, Tu Graz, and Koolueven researchers' work follows findings from a group of researchers at the University of Tsinghua in Beijing and the University of Maryland, who presented a similar technique at the Association for Computing Machinery conference earlier this month. That technique, which the Tsinghua and Maryland researchers called Volt Jockey, used voltage changes to undermine the security of processors in much the same way as PlunderVolt, but focuses on chips from ARM chips rather than Intel. PlunderVolt is hardly the first time Intel's SGX feature has been broken. Other earlier attacks like Spectre and Foreshadow, which both exploited the speculative execution feature of Intel's chips, could also in some cases break the confidentiality of the Intel's SGX enclaves before the chipmaker released firmware patches to prevent them. Earlier this year, researchers at Tu Graz even showed that they could plant their own malware inside of the SGX enclave using a technique known as return-oriented programming, making it invisible to antivirus software. PlunderVolt researchers reached out to Intel last June about their findings, and Intel wrote in a security advisory today that a third team of researchers from the Technische Universität Darmstadt and the University of California also reported the undervolting technique to the company around the same time. Intel says the Volt Jockey team, despite their conference talks, focus on ARM chips, also warned Intel about the issue 2 months later. In response, Intel today pushed out an update to its chip's firmware that by default locks the voltage settings of its processors, blocking the undervolting attack. Intel has worked with system vendors to develop a microcode update that mitigates the issue by locking voltage to the default settings, a blog post from Intel published today reads. We are not aware of any of these issues being used in the wild, but as always, we recommend installing security updates as soon as possible. Intel declined to detail how the patch will affect overclockers, but locking those power settings may be a healthy trade-off to prevent an insidious attack that uses those same voltage switches to seduce your processor into spilling its secrets.